Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Controversially, I'm saying if the Steelers lose to the Browns, I would give them a free pass for this loss based on how they've done lately, the difficulty, the strenuous nature of having to play a road Thursday night game after playing the Ravens.
You went from the top three greatest predictions in history to the opposite end of the spectrum to say the dumbest thing ever said on the Fan.
The dumbest thing ever said on the Fan. That might be going too far. No, then again, it might not. I've had a couple top five or bottom five moments myself. And who knows? Pony is a pot stirrer. We know that, right, Limits? Was this an attempt? Maybe a contrived attempt to stir the old pot? Or do you think he really believes this?
Well, I do think he believes that this is going to be a very difficult game for them, but he knew exactly what he was doing when he said that he would give them a free pass. When he used that vernacular, he knew that it would get a significant reaction and be the main talking point of the week.
Well, it has certainly become that. Listen to the show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. That's coming up momentarily. The 50-minute mark on the Fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge, Route 19, Peters Township. Celebrating 50 years in the South Hills. Let's hit the phone lines here. Please, Limits.
Let's begin with our buddy Seth in Long Island.
Hello, Seth.
Hey, good morning, gents. Hope you guys are doing well. Couple things. I just want to go back to yesterday before I rip into Pony. I completely agree. I think I said it the other day. Fields definitely in the red zone, but you got to get him in before the red zone, so it's kind of camouflaged a little bit. And got to score some more TDs going into these games against the big boys in the AFC and the crossing routes. Like Bob.
Nobody cares about the crossing routes, and I love you, Sean, from Long Island. Start ripping into Pony.
Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's okay. Yeah, but long story short, I was listening to that show yesterday, and to say that I was more than pissed off, to hear him say that was incredible.
Wasn't it, though?
It was incredible. I could not believe it. And just listening to that, you give them a pass. I mean, the Steelers have it all in front of them right now. If they win this game, it's all in front of them. And I believe Monday night that the Chargers are going to beat the Ravens. So if that happens, the Steelers are completely in the driver's seat. So to hear him say that they get a pass with all the, agree with you 100%, Joe, all the embarrassing, humiliating losses, those 11 to the Browns, there's no reason to give them a pass. They have to win this game, like you say, survival mode. If it's 22-16, 17, 20-17, who cares? It's a W, and you move on.
You find a way to beat this team. It's what the Steelers specialize in, and they lost there last year when DTR went down the field on them. Next.
Let's go to Mark on the road.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I know Pony has definitely had some very controversial takes over the years. This is definitely one of them. I just can't wrap my mind around giving them a pass on a game like this. Yeah, the Ravens lost to the Browns, but that doesn't justify going into this game and getting a pass. I'm sorry. I just can't. There's no way to justify this. Whether it's weather permitting is, going to be a factor in this game. You still have to find a way to win and beat a 2-8 team in your division. There's no way around it.
Yeah, I mean, since that win against the Ravens, the Browns seemingly have quit here. They've been outscored the last 2 weeks, 62-24, I believe. Next.
Finally, let's go to Tony in Homer City.
Hi, Tony.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
Bonehead. That's the only term that I can use for what went on yesterday. Both of those guys, if they did this on purpose to stir this up,
No, Malzy went against him. Donnie Football defended the take, but let's give credit to Malzy. Let's give credit where credit is due here.
Okay, one out of three. You're right. I was listening to it. One out of three. But the other two guys, there's no free passes in anything in life. You have to pay for everything. And if the Steelers want to make Sunday important, the last game that they want, they go to Cleveland and they pound Cleveland. That puts a stamp on that win. That was a tough game, and they won. You go to Cleveland and put a beat down on the Browns at home, and people are going to take notice. The players will take notice. The fans will take notice. You can go out there and lay an egg. I think you got to go out there. You got to pound them. Then you're in control of your own destiny. You get to play them at home. Then you have to go on the road at some point and play Baltimore. That's going to be a tough game.
Well, you just reminded me of something. Do you remember the tie in Cleveland on that late James Conner fumble the 1 year?
Yeah. I remember, I remember every loss, especially against Cleveland.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate the call. So if Pony's giving the Steelers a free pass for a loss to Cleveland, what if it's a tie? Do we plan a ticker tape parade limits? You and I in a float?
We might have to replicate the 0-16 parade that the Browns had around the stadium. Remember that?
Do we jump into Lake Erie? We drive to Cleveland and do that? Or do we have a fan float? Perhaps me, you, and Malzy? There might only be room for three with Malzy's cranium. But that would be great, wouldn't it?
I think we'd have to jump into one of the rivers and somebody in Cleveland would have to jump into the lake.
A tie would be, that would be Mardi Gras around here. All right, fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. It's here, the Chevy Red Tag event. Now through December 2nd, 0% APR for well-qualified buyers. Full terms at sunchevy.com. High is 65 with sunny skies. Beautiful day today, not so much tomorrow from what I'm hearing. We have a lot to talk about. Hines, Ward, James Harrison among 25 semifinalists for the Pro Football Hall of Fame. We have Ben taking a little shot at John Harbaugh, which I really enjoyed from his podcast. But Limits, tell the people who we have next up after the general.
We have George Michalowski of Pittsburgh Sports Now and the Portal Report. Does a really good job covering basketball around the area. Pitt, Duquesne, Robert Morris. He has you covered in the Pitt basketball circuit, and he will join us momentarily in about 10, 15 minutes.
Looking forward to talking to him. In the meantime, I'm at JP Roofing and Siding today. It's the Pomp and Joe show. Pomp will join me tomorrow in advance of Steelers-Browns. And we're doing the show today in support of WIN, Women and Children in Need. You can donate to help. You could stop in, say hello here at JP Roofing and Siding, Route 30 in North Versailles, and maybe drop off a gift card. Or you can donate to help victims of domestic abuse this holiday season at WCSPittsburgh.org.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
God bless me. Let's go out to the general. Jeff Patton, General Patton of the Baseball Card Castle in Cranberry. It's time for Starkey's Card of the Week. To your chance to win the card or cards of the week goes by going on our website. You can do that, 937thefan.com, and you go right to the contesting page. General, I'm trusting that you're well today. My guess for card of the week is Joey Porter Jr. Limits, what's your guess?
Ooh, I'm going to go with Darnell Washington.
For what, not jumping in the end zone?
He made a couple of catches over the middle, but yeah, maybe.
General, what do you have?
Gentlemen, good morning. Good to see you. Thanks for having me both off the base this week. Paul Skeens. This crosses over from your genre to mine, but Paul Skeens and the $1 million card everybody's chasing has dominated the news for the last week. Oh. Not to mention winning Rookie of the Year. So we're going to mix it up this week. Paul Skeens mixed it up for the Pirate fans. We're going to mix it up for Starkey's Card of the Week listeners. We're giving away five of the packs that people are chasing. It's the hottest thing we've ever had. Topps put a debut patch, one of one people are chasing. There's only one of these cards in the world. They're somewhere in some pack. I mean, we're literally getting hundreds of calls a day. So we're going to give, as a lot, we're going to give five of those packs away. And we're going to include a Paul Skeens rookie card.
All right. So we meant, or we were thinking of you at least, when this whole story came out, weren't we, Limits, that the Pirates were putting together a package that includes season tickets behind home plate at PNC Park for 30 years, a softball game on the field, a meet and greet with Skeens, etc. Limits, what was the gist of our questions? You know, how people could find this card, how rare it is. I forget what we were exactly talking about.
Yeah, how much the card is realistically worth. Like, is the Pirates offer one that would be as equal as possible to a monetary value to the card?
So here's the thing. It's a fantastic offer. When you think about a card that isn't even out yet, it's in a pack somewhere, to get 30 years of season tickets, it's a great offer, but it's an opening offer. It's already been ridiculed in the industry. Lots of industry movers and shakers have said they'll beat the Pirates offer. And I know you guys like analyzation, so I did an informal poll of my customers in the last week. 85-15, not taking the Pirates offer.
Well, I imagine some people, when you say 30 years of season tickets, they say, is that a promise or a threat, Limits? I don't know. But where is this card, General? Where can people, like
somewhere embedded. This new product came out last Wednesday. It's called Topps Chrome Update. Every year it comes out, but Topps revolutionized the product. Every player who comes to the big leagues now for their debut wears a patch on their sleeve. Topps commandeers the patch after the game, cuts it out, mounts it on a card, has the player sign the card. There's only one of them in the world. Last year was the first year. Anthony Volpe was the biggest card. There was a bounty put out on the card for $150,000, and Anthony Volpe is a nice player, but he's not Paul Skeens. So this is going to go way past that.
So if I walk into a store tomorrow, I go into, you know, I don't know, anywhere, a Rite Aid or anywhere, and I see baseball cards, which pack, like at least so I get the category right, the pack right, what am I looking for?
Well, you're not getting them in those kind of stores. They do this as a hobby exclusive, so you're only getting them in baseball card stores.
Okay, so if I come into your store then.
Mine or any hobby store, yeah. I will say this, though. Every single day we're out of the product, and I have more cases overnighted, and I meet the UPS man here at 8:30 in the morning. Today's regiment is almost gone already. Every single day we go through 40 or 50 boxes. It's the most unprecedented thing ever. And don't ever say the Pirates don't know how to market, because for $0, they put out a story on Friday afternoon in November and took headlines. If we could only do that on the field, but they took marketing headlines by this campaign of theirs. I mean, it's all that people are talking about. Skeens himself opened a box over the weekend at the Steeler game. It's on the Pirates live stream.
Now I want to buy a pack. I want to buy a pack somewhere.
Me too.
Well, all you have to do is go to the fan website and look at the contest page, although I think you're ineligible. We're giving away five of these packs today. It's the hottest thing. By the end of the day, I won't even have them available to sell. And we're throwing in a Skeens rookie card just in case it's not in these packs.
Aren't you tempted when these cases come in to start ripping open packs yourself, like the kid in Willy Wonka?
I'm not, because after 35 years, I learned literally, I know this is going to sound like a cliche, I care more about my customers than me. I want somebody else to get it. I would rather have people have access to what they want than for me to get it all. Obviously, everybody would want the card. I don't mean it that way, but I it would be nothing greater than if one of my customers pulled the card.
Could people order packs of these cards online?
Topps had them initially. I'm going to guess they're not. Usually the window is about 10 minutes. They have X number of products. They open the window up, like last Wednesday was the release date, and I'm sure they're gone. And when this came out right after our show last week, I mean, the cards were hot. We were selling boxes every day. But when the Pirates put the tweet out, someone from inside the organization called me and said, this tweet's coming out. And I am not kidding. We had 300 phone calls in the next hour and a half. I mean, it's grandmas, grandpas looking to buy these for their kids.
No, this is
grandkids.
This is like Willy Wonka. And I'm actually Grandpa Joe. So I think I would I might have a little inside luck here if I opened a pack. Limits, I thought my questions were incredible. Would you like to ask a few?
Yes, Joe, I fully agree. I think they were pretty awesome. You know, I really wonder, General, with this card, is there the possibility that as this goes on and more and more and more of these cards are made, and what I mean by that is Volpe, then Skeens, as it continues on, will it continue to grow in value, these one-of-one chrome cards, or is it because that Skeens is just such a powerful force that his card is going to get a substantial offer?
So I think it's this way. I think it's actually developed a whole different market, right? There was a day and age where we didn't understand what a luxury suite would be at a game. And when they came out with the concept and said, hey, it's $10,000 to sit up there, people are like, oh, that won't work. And then it created its own niche, right, where people are like, oh, that's the only place I want to sit. So it almost made two markets. There's regular tickets, and that's what this is. The people that if Elon Musk wanted to get into cards, he's not buying a regular pack of $4 cards. He's going to want the one-on-one Paul Skeens. I'm just using somebody that has unlimited money. That's what people are after. But what's interesting about it is by embedding it in a pack, it's brought it down to every man's street level, right? You can buy one pack and have a chance. Somebody's going to get it. I mean, somebody's going to get the card. The other thing not to overlook, and Paul Skeens isn't a guy, he's the guy, but there's 215 other rookies that have patches and other cards that aren't going to be $1 million. But if you got a Jackson Merrill or Jackson Holiday, Matt Holiday offered $100,000 Bonnie last night for his son's card if it comes out, right? So as far as building momentum for the product, there's never been anything like this.
How much are these packs?
You know, what's that?
How much are these packs going for right now?
Right now, there's like around $17 a pack.
So if at 3 o'clock today, then we'll finish on this one, General. If at 3 o'clock today or any time today, somebody says, I want to take a shot, I want to go buy a pack of these cards, what's their best bet?
To find the cards?
Yeah, to get a pack of cards where you might get this thing, the right pack of cards.
To call me or one of the other card stores in Pittsburgh, I would say.
And see if
now,
you
what
have
we're
the
doing,
packs. Yeah.
We do. We got a shipment an hour ago. It's dwindling already. What I was recommending people to do is call me, and I'll hold them for them, because getting in the car and driving here, like yesterday we had 35 boxes, which would be the equivalent of 700 packs. And by the time you drove here, they were gone. So probably getting on a list of some sort is the best way.
Great stuff, General. This is cool. I mean, the Pirates went all in on this, but it's interesting
that
people are saying.
And people always get on them for being on the cheap, but that's why I wanted to make this point is it's not going to do it, but it's not a chintzy offer. I mean, they're throwing things in there, and then when Livy throws in, you could sit in her box for a game, and there's other things added to the ante. It's really been intriguing. It's a story like no other. And you know, because you've traced this pre-COVID, there's been a bunch of these stories, but this one tops it all. And it doesn't hurt that it's our guy, right? Like, that helps, is that this is ground zero for this product.
General,
which would be another thing for you guys. Here's one other thing for you guys to have fodder. Don't miss the point that Ben Cherington took Paul Skeens. If you remember, everybody wanted Dylan Cruz. So that wasn't a layup. And, hey, I'll leave you with one other thing. Put me down for a donation for your cause today.
Oh, man, we appreciate that, General.
Have somebody call me, and I'll hook you up.
Always a good man. Thank you, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Your chance to win the card or cards of the week comes from going at 93.7thefan.com to our contesting page. Limits, that is an unbelievable story, is it not?
Yeah, I'm fascinated by him saying that people are already upping the offer of the Pirates offer, which seems like a really good deal. So curious to see how much it could sell for.
It's too bad you'll be ineligible if you find the card, right?
Apparently so. You're ineligible too.
I know, but if I find it, you know, that would be exciting, wouldn't it? It is. It's like the Willy Wonka thing when everybody wanted the golden ticket.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.